Whoa, that looks bad. James and Ingvid. He looks like he's broken. He, what happened to you? Which fool did this to you? Who was it? Now, right there, I've started the lesson already. I want to introduce to you interrogative pronouns. These are words that we use to replace nouns in speech when we want to ask a question. Now, if you're an advanced student and you're about to run off, don't hold on a second. I'm going to try and give you a little bit more so that it'll be good for you. And if you've learned English on your own, as in self-study, this should be good for you. And if you're a beginner, buckle up, put your seatbelt on. Might be a little tough, but we're going to get there. Now, why this particular lesson? Because I'm going to start with something very basic about what a noun is, and I'm going to move to how we shift from nouns to ask questions about nouns, and specifically about things we don't know, right? So there's three words I want to teach you, and there might be a little confusing part, but I'll make sure it's clear because there's going to be a second part to this that'll give you more information about what interrogatives. An interrogative is a question form. Okay, and today we're going to deal with the pronouns, and we're going to deal with the three top pronouns, okay, and their variations. Give me a second, I'm going to go to the board. So what is a noun? A noun is typically three basic things. It is a person, a place, or a thing. And you noticed I did a Venn diagram to show how eventually, all three things, if you have all three, they're nouns. Now, what's a person? It's a human, like you and me, right? Okay, well, you're human. I'm a freak. but it's a human, and that could be a man, a woman, a boy, and a girl. You'll notice I have animals up here, and I'm going to come back to that, all right? Because depending on where you live in the world, I don't think you think man, woman, dog as human. And you're right, but there's an exception. The next thing we're going to look at for what is a noun is a place. A place can be at location, anywhere. It can be a country. What country do you live in, right? It could be a house. That's a place. Or a school. And Mars. Some people want to go there. Anyway. and then the thing. And a thing is when we can't talk about, because we live in a real world, right? And in the real world, we see people, talk to them, hey, how you doing? We go to places. But then there's this other thing, and I just use the word thing, where it's not a person, not a place, but an object. And sometimes it can be a rock or other things. So we just kind of go, thing. And these could be balls, you know, like soccer balls. If you play soccer, yeah, you like playing soccer. They could be animals, you know, bears, tigers, cats, dogs, or they could be ideas like democracy, economics, philosophy. These are mental. These are in your head. They're not things you can actually touch, but they are things. And we throw many things under things because if they are not people or places, it's sort of like you go, thing! but we say these are things in the world. Okay. There's your basic lesson. So if you've never done English grammar, this is one of the things you have to learn. You know, what are nouns? Because we use them to identify, to give structure to sentences, which would be another lesson, okay? But going to the board, I mentioned to you animals and animals, and I know you're smart because, well, you came here to learn, right? You'll go, James, how is an animal a thing and a person? Its name is not Jeffrey, is it? Well, my friend, it is. You see, in North America, some animals are treated better than human beings. Cats, for instance, think they own the world. Now, when you don't know the animal in question, it's just an animal, a cow. No! My best moo sound. You know, even the guy watching video, he was like, what the hell was that? Moo! Okay? When you don't know, it's a thing. And to be quite honest, we keep it as a thing, especially for food that we're going to eat, because if it's personal and we have it, give it a name and a history and we live with it, it's hard to eat it. So we separate and say, animals are things, so we can eat those, just like plants, you know, corn, bread, apples, right? They don't have feelings. But when we know the animal, we start using it as a person. We upgrade it, sort of like the cat in your house becomes part of your family. It's no longer a thing. And that's why you can't have Sandy the cat for dinner, okay? It's not cat chops tonight. All right, so little thing to keep in mind, especially if you're from different countries across the world where sometimes animals are considered just domestic workers, which means they're there to do a job to help people. They are not part of the family. So for some, I know it's weird that I would put it here, but when you start dealing with Western culture, sort of the English, the French, the Americans, Canadians, and whatnot, they will have a separation, right? And they will have that that's in their house that they love and name and take care of as almost like a human, all right? Cool, so now you've got a little culture with your lesson. So what does that have to do with this weird stuff I have here? Well, do you remember, if you listen carefully, I said thing, and a thing can be something we don't know. Well, we have questions about things we don't know, and you cannot use the name apple or Susie or chair because you don't know what it is. When that happens, we have something called an interrogative pronoun. What's that? Well, these are nouns, but when we don't know what we are, we have usually use a pronoun to replace the noun. Okay? This happens in simple sentences when we talk about subject pronouns like she instead of saying Mary, or he instead of saying Tom, because maybe we don't know who that man is, so we say he. We can't just say Tom. People go, what are you talking about? That guy's Tom. So we say he to replace the noun until we get to know that person. They go, ah, his name is Tom. Now I can call him Tom instead of he. So a pronoun is to replace a noun. And when we ask questions, we sometimes don't know what that thing is, so we have special words for that. And today I'm going to introduce three basics plus a couple of modifications for you to learn from. Now, what I'm not going to talk about is this one. But James, you spent all this time explaining it. Well, you see, my friend, that is an interrogative adverb, which is a little bit different. And there will be another lesson that you will tune into later where I will explain what these are and how they function in a sentence. But for now, let's stick with person and thing and the words we use to replace them. And a special word I haven't introduced yet, but it's coming up in just a second. All right? So this is called a crossword. I'm sure many of you have seen them before. Many of your older parents, you know, when you were a kid, you probably did it, and your grandparents probably still do it. And maybe you don't. But crosswords can be very handy because they can help teach you new words. Okay? And in this case, I'm going to use this crossword to teach you the words that we need to know and explain each one and why you would use them. Okay? So the first one we want to do is, well, what's number one? Person. Because we think we're important, and we are. And I want to introduce you the first one. So what would be the interrogative? And I won't keep saying that. Just think it's a question word. And these words will act as either a subject, that's what this is for, or object in a sentence. So when we get rid of, you know, when we replace the subject, we can use this word. Now, person is a funny one because we have three different ways we can address it, okay? So if we're talking about the subject of a sentence, for example, Tom likes apples, and we don't know who Tom is, we might use, or actually we're going to use this one, who. And this is the subject, okay, who, which is one down. And that is the subject question that we use when we want to know a person, the subject, who likes apples. Now, not everybody in the sentence is the subject, the important ones. Sometimes they are the ones who receive the action. We call that the object, the person who receives, because the subject does something to everything else, and the object receives it. Now, in this case, we're going to use a word. Some of you will know this, and some of you won't. Now, a lot of people who have done older grammar will have seen this before, like to whom it may concern, right? Yeah, what does that mean? Well, we're talking about the person, and sorry, that sentence, to whom it may concern, is usually written on paper. And when it's written on paper, it's because you're sending a letter to someone and you don't know who's going to get it. Remember I told you the subject does something? That would be you. The person receiving would be the object. So in this case, to whom it may concern, we're saying, I'm sending a letter to somebody who's going to get it, and it will be important for them. We use the word whom, okay? And this is for the idea of a persons. So we have whom. So we talked now about subject, and we've talked about object, the person who does, and the person who receives. But because we're people and we're so important, we don't think animals have things and things don't have things. We talk about things that we have, like this is my marker. Now, if I were to drop this on the floor and leave it, and you came by and you picked it up and you said, hey, who marker? People go, who marker? I don't know. Whom marker? I still don't get you. Whose marker? What? Whose? Because we talk about possession. Humans possess things. You have a pretty face. You might have a ring. You might have a car. And that's called possession. It belongs to you. It is not your mummy's, not your daddy's, not the government's. It belongs to you. And that's called possession. And that's very important to us. Because I know right now, if you've got some nice Nike sneakers, right? Those nice Nike shoes, those are yours. You possess them. You're going to, if I say, whose are these? You're going to say, mine. And that's the word I want to teach you for possession, which is whose. And that's why I said this lesson will go from kind of beginner to a little bit in intermediate and advanced, because some of you never use the word whom, and they will use it in business letters. And some of you never use the word whose, because you don't understand that that is to say, I don't know who it belongs to, but this thing is property of someone else. And we're trying to bridge that gap. So if you've studied by yourself, this should be helpful now. And if you're speaking, it's great to say formally, like, who's the idiot that ate my chocolate? Right? All right. Next. We've done this, so we got whose. Now. I didn't teach you a word, and I got to teach you a word. Because I gave you this person, place, and thing to talk about nouns, and I said these are nouns, and then I crossed out place. But I still have an extra word. And notice how this word says option. There's a reason for that. When you have a choice between two things, okay, red or green, and you must choose, we have a certain pronoun we like to use, which is which. Which is your favorite? Because we're asking about a thing, but it's also asking you to choose between those things, right? So which activity would you like to do? Watch a movie or read a book? I'm asking you to choose between two things. Another word for this is option. And another word, again, is choice. So what is your choice? Is it this book or this book? Which option would you like? This one or this one? And notice I said which, because I'm asking you to choose. So the word which means option, which is choice. And that one goes here. Which. And not which as in the woman in a broom from Halloween, but which means choice. So when we go two across, we say which. Okay? Now the last one, look, we're almost finished, see? See, now you've learned. The last one hopefully might be a bit obvious, or maybe you don't know. It's only got two letters missing. And we talk about things, which we said here, but when you use it in a question way, and because it's not a person, it's not a place, we use this word. What? And it identifies that thing, we don't know. It's a thing in this world. So if I said to you, because this is a thing, right? You're all going to say, it's a pen. No, it's not. What is it? It's used as a indicator, to point. It's a pointer, right? So you say, what is it? It's a thing. And that's an example of when you don't know something in the world. Yeah, I did that. Okay. You might even say, what is this? And I'll go, it is a high-grade flashlight. Really kind of cool, actually. A friend was showing it to me. It's got like a bright mode. And so I can do this. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. There, light. So when we do this, we say what? Okay. And what is for things? And I gave you two indications of something where you would say, like, what is that? And you could even say, what is that thing? And it would be doubly hitting, as in, I'm asking a question about something unknown to me. Or when you said, oh, it's a pen. I go, no, it's not. And you go, oh, what is that? It's a pointer, right? So I can indicate things. Or fence. I'm a child. Okay. So these are, as I said, are five basic, I'm going to say the word, I promised I wouldn't do it, but interrogative questions. We will lead with these to ask about things in the world when we don't know what they are. And we replace these because they're pronouns. They replace these things here. Told you before, I will do a lesson about place and what that does. So don't worry about it because I crossed it out. You know, you treated me. I won't. I promise it'll be there. But these will help you to ask questions about the world around you. Okay? And for when it comes to person, we can use a subject or an object or a possessive, right? So a person is who, whom, or whose. When it comes to making a choice between things, we use which can be a subject or an object, right? Which thing do you like? What was it? Trying to think of a sentence. I'm not going to bother right now because I'll screw it up. I know I will. But it can be used as a subject or an object. And same with what. They can be used as subjects or objects in a sentence. It makes them very, very versatile, especially when you're being given a choice or you don't even know what the thing is we're talking about. Now, I'm bringing something back, bringing it back. Okay? Because you don't think we at Ingvid listen to you, but we do, and we take you very seriously. And a number of you said, I've just come back. And in the old lessons, there was like bonuses and quizzes and homework. I felt like I had a complete lesson. Well, you're going to get that lesson. Number one, we changed the structure a little bit. But here's the bonus. It's a simple bonus. Notice how I gave you these words and I said to you, who, whom, whose, which, or what, yes? Well, here's your bonus. If you add this particular pronoun with the word ever, you can use it for emphasis or surprise. What? Okay. Remember I said, who ate my chocolate? Okay. If I said, whoever ate my chocolate, I'm putting emphasis or power on it, yes? I go, whichever way we have to do it, there's also emphasis. Like, I don't know how to do it, right? So we can use ever added to these pronouns, and we can say whoever, whomever, whosever, whichever, whatever. Teenage kids do that all the time. Clean your room or I'm taking your phone from you. Whatever. You're like, oh, I want to kill them. Because they're really saying, I don't really care. So it's not just what, it's just whatever. We can make emphasis by adding the word ever to these pronouns. See, there's your bonus. And for those of you, it's been a little while, but we're going to come back with a quiz and your homework. And we're back to the quiz. So those of you who've missed it, here you go. All right. Five simple questions to test your knowledge. 5 out of 5, you're an absolute genius. 1 out of 5, watch the video again. All right. So what do we have here? The quick quiz today is on interrogative pronouns. My first question is, somebody told you to wait here. Somebody told you to wait here. Okay. Guess what? This is a subject, right? So we want to use who told you to wait here. So just going back to the lesson before, we said there was subject, object, and possessive. So we got to be careful because even though we know this is about a person, we have to pick the right one. Let's look at the next sentence. To somebody should I write this letter? To somebody should I write this letter? Okay, well, look. I, we know, is a subject, yeah? So we're looking at the object, who's going to receive the letter, because I'm writing it to somebody, and we're going to put whom. So in this case, the person is whom, they're receiving it. So this is when we would use the word whom in English. All right? Let's do the third one. Something are these shoes. Okay. Something are these shoes. Now, shoes usually belong to someone, right? You don't just see free Nikes and Adidas just on the street everywhere. So somebody belongs to someone. Now, we're going to use whose, because this is the possessive form, right? The pronoun, interrogative pronoun. And it means they belong to someone. Whose are these shoes? So we're saying these shoes belong to someone. I don't know who, but they belong to someone. And that's why we use this one. Cool? Now let's look at number four. Okay? Something is better. The chocolate or the vanilla? Let me get out of the way. Cake! Okay? If you know me, it's going to be chocolate. But that's not the question we have. The question is, I don't know. What do you think it is? Which is the answer? Because as much as I love cake, it's not a person, okay? It's a thing. So which thing is better, right? Chocolate or vanilla, depending on you, right? Now we're gonna do the fifth one. And, Did I do wrong? Did I do wrong? What could be the answer to that question? Yes. What did I do wrong? Well, what I did wrong was kill my co-host. As they're like, why you shoot me? What did I do? Right? What did I do wrong? Right? What thing? So we've gone through all the interrogative pronouns. I know I said I wouldn't say them again, but now you're an expert at using this word, especially for grammar. And if you're doing like an IELTS test or something and they ask that, you go, interrogative pronoun, that's so difficult. You know, hold on. James taught me what they are. There are three, right? They're based on nouns. They're replaced nouns. They're to use for questions, and we use it for choice, person, and things. And I know what they are. I even know it's possessive, or it's object, or subject. Oh my gosh! Like, correct. That's a good lesson. Now, just like in the old days, we have our homework, right? And I want you to create a sentence in the comments below, wherever you're watching this. And I want you to create one using one of these, and you will be judged by your peers. Peers means other students at your level. And they can either, especially if it's on YouTube, they have the thumb up button, thumb down, they can give it a thumbs up. And every time you get a thumbs up, you get 10,000 points. So if you get the most thumbs up, you can clearly see you are the best grammar student out there. You know? And if you want, do more than one, because people will help you. I've seen it before. If you make a mistake, they'll help you. And we've got a cool community. Let's make it grow, okay? I'm doing my part. You're getting quizzes again. Now you do your part. Do the damn homework. Anyway, go to www.ing.com to see other videos like this and other teachers who are marvelous teachers. Okay. Look forward to seeing you again. And if you can, subscribe. Don't forget. Okay. Ciao.